earth, air, water, and fire. In fact, it's a spiritual science. The spirit exists and is what motivates. Action from an incorporeal realm beyond the realm of the so-called physical world of space and time. The spirit is the foundation of everything in the physical world. It's the cause of causes. It's the hand that fits perfectly into the glove of nature. So, the study of the spirit is a study of the foundation of man. God, the truth, and movement corresponds to the element of fire. For fire can build life or destroy it. It's a great transforming catalyst of creation. Earth corresponds to natural science. The systematic study of nature and the physical world, which includes zoology, botany, chemistry, physics, chaos, biology, ecology. The natural science corresponds to the earthly education, because the science deals with the physical world, its properties and interrelationships. On the element of air belong all branches of mathematics, which include group of science, arithmetic, algebra, geometry, calculus, treatises on quantity, on magnitudes, forms, and their relations, attributes, and so on. Through the use of Arabic numerals and symbols. The science of mathematics corresponds to the element of air, for it deals with the mind of the intellect and abstract thought of a very refined and rarefied quality. Corresponding to the element of water. It's a social science which deals with people and how they live together in families, tribes, communities, and nations. Essentially, the science of man and society. This includes disciplines such as sociology, anthropology, psychology, political science, economics. All of them have a relationship with the element of water. Precisely because water always seeks its own level and tends to fill every niche. So people seek the social interaction of other people and tend to fill every social, economic, in society. Thus, after studying these four areas of Moorish science and integration, this ongoing study into one's life, one will address the four basic human needs symbolized by the four essential elements. Many disciplines and ways of life today address only one aspect of the four elements. Instead, a complete reading and deep awareness must be combined with the other disciplines to have completeness. the same completeness as the circle of the zodiac. Moorish science want to be a complete way of addressing all four elements of man and life in this universe. Our Moorish ancestors considered man as an exact replica or model of God and the universe, only one, a smaller scale. Let us say that man was considered a microcosm, a copy on a small scale of the macrocosm, which is nothing other than the God of the universe. This is held in religion because man is made in the image of God, as the larger or macrocosm usually affects the smaller microcosm to a greater degree. We look to the greater to see what it holds for the lesser. This is a very important part of Moorish cosmology or paradigm, because it's really a combination of cosmos, which means world or universe, and logia, which means logic or science. From Webster's unabridged dictionary defines the cosmos and cosmology as a combinate form of meaning world. The wheel of the zodiac as an instrument is intention, the greatest gift of the Moors to the human family of planet Earth. The 360 degree circle of the zodiac wheel and the universal stage on which the entire drama of the Godman of the universe unfolds. Unlike astrology, because of the commercialization and negative connotations associated with the words astrology, but actually astrology means astro, means stars. Basically, the zodiac as belogic means two logic, is the science that is found in all religions. As the priesthood in all three religions has forbidden and still forbids the science of the zodiac, because it's such a freed. Whoever understands this science will have the master key to understand and unravel the mysteries of life, and will be well and qualified to navigate through his life without the need of priesthood or religious dogma. Let's take a look at this gift from the ancient Moors. The zodiacal rose is a 360 degree circle, which is divided into 12 equal parts of 30 degrees each. Everyone will wonder why we divide the circle into 12 equal parts and not into any other number. Since ancient times, the circle has been used to symbolize the very highest uniqueness. I operate the undifferentiated, also called the circle of life. The Zoon means Greek in the word zodiac, means animals or life forms. Our Moorish ancestors realized that in order to understand life, you had to break this circle. You had to analyze it. And then the first and simplest division of the universe and life was into equal but opposite parts, male and female, positive and negative, yin and yang. The number 2 is the number of positive and negative duality and polarity, or male and female. Obviously, this has been transitioned into religion. God and the devil, good and evil, as antagonists, instead of aiming at complementing each other. The next logical step in the division was a tree partition into 3 equal parts. Werribee, these 3 parts, the 3 phases of existence, beginning, middle, and end, are also called fixed or movable cardinal points. This triad is called in religion the God of Perdition, or 3 gods in one. In Hinduism, it is Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. In Christianity, it is the Son of God and the Holy Spirit. The last step necessary to fully understand this circle was to divide it into 4 equal parts, which correspond to the 4 elements mentioned. So, if you do a geometric calculation, a circle divided by 2, then by 3, and then by 4, gives the number 12, which is the minimum number necessary to decompose and understand the integrity. The 12 characters are divided into positive and negative, male and female, and alternate until the end of the circle. The negative or feminine polarity is a type of energy that pushes inward. It's a vortex that flows inward, like a black hole, and affects the deeps. The womb where life is born. Positive polarity, on the other hand, corresponds to the masculine and is an energetic type of matter that flows outward in a spiral. It's like a vortex that flows out like a radiant sun. A verity is also found in the 3 cardinal and fixed mutable phases that alternate in the circle. The cardinal signs signal the beginning of the season. So, Aries is spring, Cancer the summer, Libra the autumn, and Capricorn the winter. The fixed signs correspond to when the season is closed or fixed. That is, in the middle of its expression and correspondent to the signs Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, which in the Bible are the 4 animals that were said to have the appearance of a human being. The mutable quality, on the other hand, marks a transition between one cardinal point and another, between one season and another. Thus, we can see that the 12 signs or divisions of our zodiac are based on the 12 combinations of life principles and are based on science and mathematics, not superstition or emotional religious mystery. Thus, the wise Moors navigated and continue to navigate the course of their lives on the seven seas, based on facts, science and reality, as opposed to faith, superstition and various dogmas. The wheel of the zodiac is the foundation, the master key to civilization, and can be applied to every area of human activity, including government. The zodiac knows no hatred or prejudice, for it turns the same for everyone, regardless of race, color, creed, sex or philosophy, whether one is Christian, Muslim, Jew, Asian, European, socialist, capitalist or fascist. The secret hidden key to the Bible and the wheel of the zodiac is the name Holy and the Holy Bible, derived from the word Helios, which means sun, and Biblio, which means book. So, the Holy Bible translated means the Book of the Sun. The 12 tribes of Israel are 12 signs of zodiac. Israel means Isis, moon, R, and star, I. In this way, Israel certainly means the sun, the moon and the stars. As above, so below. Again, the 12 comes in the symbolism of Jesus and the 12 disciples, which are the sun and the 12 signs of the zodiac. The four fixed signs symbolize the four gospels and the presumed writers, as well as the four beasts in the book of Revelation. In fact, the life of Jesus is nothing other than the solar cycle. The crucifixion is plant and animal life in autumn and winter, and the resurrection in spring, Easter, and finally, the ascension in summer. In a book entitled The Great Seal by Paul Foster Case, it states, the ideas underlying the model of government adopted in 1776 are set down in law, dramatized in ritual, and summarized in the symbols of Freemasonry. Freemasonry is a Moorish heritage that was passed on to Europeans and formed the intro of speculative Freemasonry of St. Francis Bacon. Speculative Freemasonry is a Moorish science based on mathematics, the zodiac and geometry. Paul Rivery began his famous ride after an adjourned meeting of a Masonic lodge when Benjamin Franklin helped draft the Declaration of Independence. He was a past grandmaster of the Masons of Pennsylvania. George Washington was a Mason, and so were 12 of his generals. Once again, the 12 plus 1 surprises us, and you will find that George Washington was symbolized as sun. His 12 generals, who symbolized the 12 signs of the zodiac. The number 13 has always symbolized the sun and the 12 signs of the zodiac. The number 1 is derived from the 9 moons and the 9 months of pregnancy, which in Kabbalah became 1. For the spheres of knowledge, the planes of life are 10. The number 1 contains all the other 9. Another curiosity is that Paul Foster Case says that throughout the history of the United States, the number 13 has been prominent. The spirit of 76, 7 plus 6 makes 13. The 4th of July has 13 letters. 13 ships formed the first United States Navy. The 13 colonies, and on the back of the $1 bill, you have a 13 red and white stripes in the shield. 13 arrows, 13 stars in the coat of arms, 13 berries, and 13 leaves in the eagle's claw. The Declaration of Independence, which was signed in the appointed time when the document was signed on 4th July 1776, shows the sun in the 13th degree in the sign of Cancer, and makes the ascendant of the 13th degree in the sign of Scorpio. Paul Foster Case still states, "Nothing happens by chance here in America. Everything is secretly based on Moorish science, also known as Freemasonry. Also, if you look closely at the texture in the background of the $1 bill, you will notice that in fact the wheel of the zodiac is divided into the 12 houses of the zodiac. The zodiac is the federal key to government. The science of the 12 signs of the zodiac and the 12 divided combinations they represent. It's also the basis of the clock, the standard used to measure time by dividing the circle into 12 equal parts, which are called hours. It's also the basis of the standard to measure the space, called the rule or the ruler, which is divided into 12 equal parts, which are called inches. One last curiosity: when Benjamin Banneker signed in Washington, D.C., the science of the zodiac was incorporated into every aspect of the design. In the patterns of the streets, you can find symbols for all the planets and signs of the zodiac. In addition, there are streets that align with the sun during the vernal equinox, the autumn equinox, the summers, and also the winter solstice. It will also be the universal teaching of science and government, and will be as a north gate, the gateway to the North Star Polaris.